From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. An era is coming to an end in Dublin, Ireland, as the famous Bewley's Oriental Cafes close their doors. Bewley's was a regular haunt of Irish writers and poets, including James Joyce and Patrick Kavanagh. The cafes have also hosted millions of shoppers looking for somewhere to get off their feet. Reporter Nessa Tierney paid Bewley's a visit during its last days and sent this report.
Lunchtimes at the Bewley's Grafton Street Cafe were crowded in the weeks leading up to Christmas. Every table was occupied and the line stretched almost out the door.
Tea, beer?
Yeah, tea, please, John.
Dubliners and tourists all wanted a last chance to inhale the delicious aroma of roasting coffee and soak up the unique atmosphere. Neil Mulholland came here almost every day.
Such an institution. I love all the windows. I love the oriental feel to the place. I like sitting beside the fire over there. It's lovely. And
Jennifer Nolan often met her friends here for lunch.
Just, I think it's the buzz that it has around. Like, it's always packed and it always seems to attract the tourists, especially like the Americans, like for the Irish coffee.
The first thing the Irish would tell you proudly about Bewley's is that you could sit there all day with your newspaper and a coffee and no one would bother you. But Dublin has changed dramatically in the past few years. New cafes, bars and restaurants are opening all the time, and it seems that the pace of life is changing too.
The average turnover in each seat is less than half an hour, and I think that's more indicative of the lifestyle than what people fondly believe to be the case.
Jim Corbett ran Bewley's for Campbell Catering. As the cafe is prepared to close, he said the company had been carrying Bewley's for years.
Ongoing losses, operational losses of over €4 million have been incurred in the last few years. And there is a point at which these things can't be allowed to continue.
But since Bewley's seemed to be permanently busy, British tourist John Osborne was surprised it couldn't stay open.
I can't believe it's not making money. Every time I come here, the place is packed with people. What is happening that they can't make money and they can't continue? I'm amazed.
Since 1840, they have been the heart of the centre of our city here.
Damien Cassidy is a lawyer and founding member of the Save Bewley's Cafe Group. Despite the closures, his group is still campaigning and trying to find investors to keep Bewley's going.
I think that we have become greedy, as we have become so much more affluent. At least when we were all poor, we were not greedy. Look, you can do what you like with the building next door, but this is a national institution. You can't touch it.
Ireland has always been notoriously bad at preserving its history. There's a preservation order on the building that houses Bewley's on Grafton Street, but preserving the atmosphere of institutions like Bewley's is far more difficult. Jim Carroll owns a bookshop near the cafe. Sitting with a cup of coffee and the Irish Times open across his knee, he recalled the cafe's literary history as Bewley's last day approached.
It's sort of bohemian with a small b, if you like. The atmosphere is very, very conducive towards conversation, wit. James Joyce came in here regularly and predicted that he would leave Bewley's of Westmoreland Street and he would become a world-class writer. Now, we know he did.
The campaign to save the cafes may be continuing with support from the City Council and the Lord Mayor of Dublin. But regular customers and staff, like waitress Frances Humphreys, said they were resigned to the closure.
It's sad. Sad. I've been working here for the past 22 years. Finishing up now on Christmas Eve, so I'll look for something then afterwards.
And one customer had made a very special pilgrimage to say goodbye.
My name is Agatha Waters. I'm 93 now, just almost 94. I was married in 1938 and I got my wedding cake here. It was beautiful. This is my last visit and I'll remember, always remember Bewley's.
For NPR News, I'm Nessa Tierney.